Ricky, sort of game really where I felt we should have got something. Not quite our day. What did you make of it?
Yeah, no, I'm very disappointed for a number of reasons really. I think, yeah, again, it's a game where we started badly and then got progressively worse for the next 25 minutes. It's another game where we've conceded three goals, and if you concede three goals in a game, you're not going to win. And I think that, again, in a game where you get back onto level terms and you look like you're going to go on and win, which we've done against Kings Langley, against Biggleswade, and again today, you know, you can't find that winning goal, but then you go and lose. And there's a few areas we just have to be better in. We're just unfortunate at the moment, making small mistakes, and they're just being punished time and time again. I think the first goal, Lewis Ferrell slips over and the lad scores. The second goal is our throw on, the linesman flags, gives the throw on to us, the ref doesn't look at him, they take a quick throw, the boy comes inside, foul, they score from the free kick. It's a decision that goes against us that shouldn't. And then the third goal is, you know, Jordan steps in, gets done in behind, the ball comes into the box, and unfortunately the goalkeeper spills it and their centre forward taps it in. So it's just small mistakes that we're making that are being punished, because you know what, we are actually creating chances, and to score two goals away from home and to lose is really disappointing. And if we want to start to win games, now we said to the players, if we want to start winning games, we've got to start games better, and we've got to concede fewer goals. It's that simple.
Yeah, it certainly is a good time to start starting games better, because we haven't been good for the first 20 minutes. And we probably were in the FA Cup, but apart from that, not really.
Yeah, no, look, everything we said to the players, like we the preparation's the same, the warm-up's the same, you know, we do everything exactly the same, so they have to take some responsibility. In actual fact, you could see how it was going to go when we take centre, it goes back to our central midfield player, and he gives it away from a central position, and the next 5 minutes we're camped in our half, they hit the post, the goalkeeper makes a good save. If he goes in behind and we get in their half the pitch, it's the difference between spending the next 2 or 3 minutes in our half or the next 2 or 3 minutes in their half. So it's that, just that small detail, it's a mentality thing. We can't make the players do that. We want them to play forwards from centre. We don't want them to go back and give possession away. So, you know, they have to take some responsibility. But look, we're not panicking. You know, we've proved again that we can come away from home and we can show character when things are not going well, to turn games and to get back into games. And we almost today pulled off, you know, the remarkable comeback, but who cares, because you end up losing. So almost is not good enough. This is a results based industry, and people will look at the result and see a 3-2 defeat for St Ives and no points, and that's all that matters. So we just have to stick together. So we've got a tough run of games. You know, this probably on paper we were looking at as a game that we felt we needed to take some points from, because our next few are difficult, but we haven't. So it's not worth sulking about it. You know, dust ourselves off, we stick together. You know, I still back the group of players we've got, and I still think that at times in games our performances have been good. We just have to be a little bit more consistent.
That's what we've got to find, some consistency. But you're right, tough old game Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think they got beat today. Look, our league throws up these results. You know, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. So, you know, we're certainly not going to go into the Kettering game expecting to get beat. You know, we're going to go into the Kettering game seeing if we can improve on the slight mistakes we've made today. You know, hopefully there'll be a new addition to the squad come Tuesday night. And we'll certainly look to be a little bit more defensively sound and give ourselves a better chance of winning.
That would be good. Thank you very much, mate.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers.